Some books haunt you long after you're finished turning the pages. 13 Reasons Why, written by Jay Asher, is definitely one of those books. It tells the story of two characters, Clay Jensen and Hannah Baker. Clay is a good guy, a nice guy, someone people turn to. He's just an all-around good person. Hannah Baker is the girl who the rumors are about, the girl who is the focus of boys' sexual fantasies. Clay has been kind of in love with Hannah off and on for a long time, but it took him a while to sort of work up the courage to talk to her. Well, Clay arrives home from school one day and discovers a box on his front porch, a brown box wrapped in packing tape. He opens it up, and inside are 7 audio tapes. Pops one into the recorder and listens to Hannah's voice come through the stereo, which stops him cold because Hannah has committed suicide several weeks before. As he listens to these, he thinks it's somebody's sick joke. What is going on? Well, it turns out that Hannah has decided to tell her story, to tell 13 reasons why she committed suicide. Each of the tapes focuses on one of the people that contributed to her decision to commit suicide. So now Clay has a new problem. What in the world did he do to make Hannah want to kill herself? As he listens to these tapes, as we, the reader, listen to the tapes, we learn about both Clay and Hannah, some things that we don't want to know. The book is set up so that every time Hannah talks, it's in italics. Every time Clay thinks or talks or moves around, it's just in regular print. So you really can follow Clay's inner dialogue as he deals with what Hannah is saying. It's a book that is rather disturbing. You realize what kinds of effect you can have on people without knowing it at all. But it's one that I would highly recommend that you read. 13 Reasons Why, written by Jay Asher.